You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 312, another countdown to kickoff mini-episode, day number 25, which is all about Tarian Folston, the senior from Cocoa, Florida, where he attended Cocoa High School. He is 5'9 and a half, 214 pounds, and as all of you know, he is a running back. We'll get started with his recruitment, then look at his career at Notre Dame, and then be looking at his final, what could possibly be his final season at Notre Dame. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with his recruitment.
Yeah, Tarian Folston was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, and even though he was ranked a four-star, he was actually, I don't know if you would say forgotten running back, but he was kind of overshadowed by Greg Bryant, who was the five-star running back, and everybody's excited to get Greg Bryant, and so it was kind of like Folston was the second running back coming to Notre Dame. But he did have a very good high school career, and his senior year, he ran for 1,186 yards and 13 touchdowns, and he had eight catches for 85 yards and one touchdown. And he actually did play a little bit of defense. He had four interceptions. One of them was returned for a touchdown, and he also returned two kickoffs for touchdowns. And for his senior, he was named the Offensive Player of the Year in Florida and was chosen to play in the Under Armour game. And the interesting thing about the Under Armour game is that he actually played on defense. He played at corner and safety and had one interception and one, he broke up one pass and made one tackle. So kind of interesting that a high-profile running back like that did play defensive back on the team, but usually there's no lack of running back on those teams, so it could have been due to that. But he did come to Notre Dame, and even though it was kind of behind Greg Bryant, he did end up playing before Greg Bryant did. Kind of the same thing we saw with Josh Adams and Dexter Williams. Dexter Williams, being the more, or was expected he would play before Josh Adams. So maybe that's what we need to look for and who the number two running back is in the class. But Folston came in and got started right away his freshman year.
Did you want to say more? Randall and I aren't in the same room, so it's a little bit harder to communicate here. I was going to go over his numbers as a freshman, then a sophomore, and then the next year, but if at any point you want to jump in with something, just go ahead and let me know.
Okay.
So in 2013, he was behind Cam McDaniel, George Atkinson, but he did still have a productive freshman season, had 88 carries for 470 yards, and that was back in the time when Brian Kelly really relied on running back by committee. And then in 2014... it was primarily Tarian Folston. Cam McDaniel was still there, but he didn't get nearly the amount of touches that Tarian did, and he became the primary running back. And it looked like in 2015, great offensive line. It looked like he was going to be a stud, have a tremendous year, and then possibly go to the NFL. However, that was cut short in Texas, or that option was eliminated in Texas when he tore his ACL. And then, so this upcoming season, I think there's more questions now than there were going from his freshman to his sophomore season, because of, you've got Josh Adams and you've got Dexter Williams looking good, but all the reports are that Tarian Folston looks great, looks like the same old self, and maybe even looks a little bit quicker and cleaner. So, Randall, I guess we've talked about this before, and I do expect Josh Adams to get a majority of the carries this season. I do think Folston will be relied on heavily, but I do believe there's a lot of young talent there too in Dexter Williams. So I'm not nearly as high on Tarian Folston's senior season as what you are. So can you tell me a little bit about what you feel about this upcoming season for Tarian?
I think he's going to have a really good year, and I'm going to say he's going to go over 1,000 yards for the year. So I've said a lot of things. I mean, I've I still think he's going to be the number one back, but I don't think I've said how many yards he'd have this year, but I'd say he's going to have over 1,000 yards this year.
In 2014, he had 889 yards, so he was really close to that in 2014. So, okay. Anything else, Randall?
No. Well, his Instagram is GAREANF, and the latest picture, which I actually just posted today, kind of surprising to see it. There's news about Justin Brent. So he has a picture of Justin Brent, and Justin Brent actually has a son now that was born today on his birthday. So I guess a lot of the players are actually sending out pictures and congratulating Justin Brent, but that is the latest picture on Folston's Instagram.
And if you want to follow Folston on Twitter, it is OfficialTFolston. All right, thank you guys for listening. Do check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini-episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.